Today we're going to talk about how to receive the gift of hospitality. So you're going to someone's house or someone invites you overnight or you're staying a few days.
Right.
And you are now the recipient. And I know that we over the years have been the recipient of very kind hospitality from so many people. But that too is important.
Right.
To learn how to be a receiver of a fellowship, but especially in this case, hospitality.
Right, and fellowship, because it is part of that.
Yeah, it probably is all connected here.
No, you said it right.
No, it probably is all connected. First of all, gracious receiving.
Philippians 4, verse 18. I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God.
Here's the Apostle Paul modeling the gratefulness of being a recipient of gifts, hospitality, love, and he's just laying that out there. I'm full, uses full, you know, an offering, acceptable. I love those types of words.
Yeah, he has that attitude of gratitude and just any heartfelt letting them know
how much
he
appreciates.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It makes people feel special.
So let's get down into the nuts and bolts.
Scheduling for day or overnight visits. Confirm the dates and times. Be clear about arrival times and departing times.
This seems like it should not even be said in many ways. But this is one of the things that really upset people who host you if you don't establish, you know, and over the years, it's been frustrating when, you know, somebody communicated this and plans change, but they didn't communicate a different time.
Right, and don't let you
and then you worried. The host is worried that something's happened. Did the plane go down? You know, and we've had it too where we'll go to the airport and the plane was delayed for like 6 hours and the person did not really think to let us know.
Right.
And yes, we should have checked with the airport to find out before we drove to pick the person up.
Right. But
and so it's our fault. But I'm just saying, if you want to be... it's not our fault. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to complain about anything because I just love to give hospitality. But I learned, if all of a sudden there is any kind of problem with scheduling, let the host be the first to know.
Give a heads up. Let them know, hey.
Right, exactly.
Or my plane is delayed, or
departure times too.
Yeah.
Right away, let's say you go to someone's house and you're going to be there 3 days, and now it's 2 days for whatever reason. It's like, oh, I'm so glad to be here. Oh, there was a change in plans. I just found out instead of being here 3 days, we're going to be here 2 days. We're going to be heading over to so and so, and just say it as a matter of fact. Sometimes I notice that people will sort of not say something because maybe things will change. But being transparent is the way to be.
Right. Better to be upfront about it.
Yes. And, here's one, too. If you're scheduled for 4 days or 3 days, and all of a sudden you think to yourself, well, this is really nice. I think I should want to stay a few extra days. I advise you, don't do that. Don't just all of a sudden, oh, by the way, can we stay 2 extra days? Now, on one level, you know, maybe the Holy Spirit will make that happen, but
right,
be careful.
Like,
let's say you're at a church meeting and the leader who's the host wants you to stay a few extra days, initiates the change, and you agree, fine. But again, this is a way to be a recipient of hospitality, is to be very circumspect about some of these
and
things.
And respectful of people's time as well. Help updates. Consider appropriate actions in travel, but communicate if there are problems, such as illness or whatever.
Well, I think we're in a much more sensitive era.
Since COVID,
to health. And I think, too, my observation is if you come to someone's house and you are sick, and you were sick before you left your house, so you got sick on the way there, you know, that's different.
Right, if you're flying in, you're kind of stuck.
Or you have sick children and you don't mention that you have sick children.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are, I think, to be a recipient would be to try to be sensitive to those the best you can. So So here's guess of the word people
yes,
smart.
Yes, being people smart guests. Titus 3:14, our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good in order that they may provide for daily necessities and not live unproductive lives.
Okay, so we've got, we're going to go over things that we talked about before, you know, when you go to someone else, be
right.
listening.
Be quick to listen.
Yeah. Ask about time boundaries.
Yes.
So what is that?
Well, that would be like, are they people early to bed, early to rise?
Right.
Are they night owls? We like to sleep in a bit. I mean, find out what their schedule is so you can be amenable to it and sensitive to it. Yeah.
Yeah, if someone goes to bed at 9 o'clock and you used to go to bed at midnight, know that they're tired and their whole clock is turning
right.
down and
yeah.
at 9 o'clock they
you
want to go to
your,
bed. And
go
they go to
you
your
go to your
room,
guest room
or go
and
outside or
yeah.
go visit or you know,
yeah.
go somewhere else. But but then be quiet when you come in. In other words, be sensitive.
Respectful.
Yeah, very respectful of time boundaries.
Yeah. Discern for the appropriate time with host for arrival and bedtimes
and dinner
and all that kind of stuff that matters. Manners.
Well, and here's some too is even the amount of time. Like some people come and the host really is a very busy, but then the host feels like they've got to bring them to some place this you know, tourist site and this tourist site, but they really have time, but then the expectation of the person coming over is thinking, oh, I bet they would really love to see this and that.
Oh, I see.
You
okay.
know, so there's also
be mm-hmm.
sensitive
to their time constraints if they have some that come upon them.
And let them suggest,
yeah.
hey, I would love to take you to the beach. But the evening there is this. It, so in a sense, it's having that people smart
right.
sensitivity there.
Yeah. Manners, of course, good manners are the best.
do you even know what today's manners are? I mean, those are the questions. Because a lot of people don't know.
Well, I mean, good manners is showing respect and you know.
At the table.
Yeah.
Like, eat with your mouth somewhat closed. You know, don't. Well.
Yeah, no.
I think one little internet search on manners. I mean, we should do like a mini course on manners.
Yeah,
I mean,
we've had some fun looking at manners books before.
But I think that that's a very appropriate
with
thing to look at
and
to teach your
yep.
children how to do, mm-hmm. to have manners.
Yep. Be early or on time to appointments.
Right.
Right. Coming late, yeah, that shows a disrespect for their time and that they're waiting for you.
Yes.
Be clear about any allergies before you arrive. Food-wise, or, you know, that could be...
Well, and that's very frustrating if a host is working on all this food. Welcome! Oh, we made pizza tonight.
Right.
And then you say, I'm dairy and gluten allergy. I can't have any pizza. Oh. What am I... And then all of a sudden they feel that uncomfortable spot.
Right. You definitely should let them know ahead of time.
Yes.
Yeah. Eat what is put before you when offered, and do not eat on your own schedule if eating is expected. So don't have some big snack or big meal right before they're planning.
Well, we've had that before, haven't
we?
Yeah, like I remember one time you had this major meal planned. It was really special.
Yeah.
And you worked on it.
And a friend of one of our kids.
And we were all excited and everything. And then we made it clear that we're eating.
Right.
It was really clear. And then that person said, oh, no,
I had a late lunch with my brother or work co-worker or something.
At McDonald's or something.
No,
they
eat like steak.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, stopped. He was like, had no
in my mind, I'm trying to soften the blow after all these years. But,
no, it was.
You know, but it's an
but
example.
It was
like, you know, if that's fine. We don't have to be eaten with. But we don't want you putting somebody through the effort and the work. And
right.
You are,
it's just disrespectful.
It is. And to try as a ministry person to be very respectful.
Yep. Helpful guests. Offer to help before and during mealtime. You could set the table, chop veggies, clear the table, and help load the dishwasher if appropriate, and your host is comfortable with it, host or hostess comfortable with that. It's a modest lifestyle with visiting, night clothes considerations.
If you're staying overnight.
Yeah, if you're staying overnight, nothing inappropriate. Modesty. Drinking, eating, coming to the guest home modestly. Appropriate.
It seems like all of those are
appropriate and respectful. Yeah.
Well, and also too, over the years, we've been in so many various situations where we've been hosted by someone and we've hosted people.
Yeah.
And it is surprising how when someone lacks the modesty, how frustrating that can be for the host.
Right.
And even though have always thought to be modest, we've been in places where somebody is not modest.
Yeah.
And, so what is modesty? Modesty is really for you to perfectly decide in your particular culture.
Right.
But whatever that is, really seek to learn it and to do that. Here's an example, too, is we've had it before where somebody's playing loud music or changes the music that we're playing or just assumes, oh, I want to listen to that person right now. It's like, well, what happens if we don't like that kind of music?
Right. There could be a nice way to say, hey, have you ever heard this person before? there's ways to approach that if you're,
Right.
If you're wanting to introduce them to something that you enjoy. It's more a sharing than in a...
Right.
Yeah. It's a different attitude. Cleanliness when visiting. Areas you are using, keep clean and tidy. Keep your stuff out of the common areas. Make your bed every morning in your children's beds. Or have your children make their bed.
Right.
When you leave, clean your bathroom, vacuum your room, and take the sheets off your bed. Grab the towels and take them to the laundry room.
Clean someone's bathroom? No. Early on, I don't think that's anything we've ever considered doing, but we have adopted that practice that you can at least ask your host, if you have cleaning supplies, we'd love to clean the bathroom and get that room just all set. It'll only take you a few minutes.
Yeah.
Do you have a vacuum? And now if they say no, no thank you, well, I'll take care of it. Do you know what you communicate to that person? Like, wow, that person really loves.
Right, right, yeah.
They'll clean up their own bathroom while they're visiting. I would love to have that person again.
Right.
And that person is a contributor. What a pleasure. In some ways, when you talk about these things, it almost makes it more of a hassle. Just might as well get a hotel. No. I mean, that way they pay for a maid service, they pay for all of that other stuff.
Right.
But there is great opportunity when you receive hospitality.
Right, yes.
Especially.
Time of refreshing, right?
Yes.
With another person, and you offer the opportunity for that person to refresh you.
Right. And evangelistically, we have gone to people's houses that people who are not believers, and you have that beautiful proximity.
Right.
But then, if you're really like being clean and clean the bathroom and all that, you speak well of what a Christian leader is like. So you get an opportunity to not only share while you're talking with each other, but you also have that, whoa, that person is a real helpful
person. And you realize
person.
How much work it is for them to have gotten it ready for you in the first place. And
speak well of the name.
Yeah. Bring a gift or leave a heartfelt card or both. and a card.
Yeah.
Show your thanksgiving. Follow up, send a handwritten thank you note. Mention the details of the time together, the food and the adventures. Thank them for their time, their hospitality, and the use of their home.
Such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, to receive hospitality, to receive the gifts of others, that passage when Paul earlier said, you just saw in his writing the gratitude.
Yeah.
And I believe that that's really the key message here. If you will clean your own bathroom, you're showing gratitude. If you will honor their music preferences, if they have, you know, a stereo or a, like...
Music playing. However they are playing.
It's funny, right. But yeah, stereo, like go back.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's just so many different ways music can be played now, yeah.
If you will honor who they are.
Right.
And be a contributor in the time you're there, which you'd want to be in your own home.
Right.
So you want to keep your own home clean. You want to keep your own home tidy. You want to be people who have good boundaries in your own home, but then honor someone else's boundaries. That's a powerful witness for Jesus Christ. So if you look back at all the places we've stayed and all the hosts that hosted us, what are some of the experiences that, in the just a couple minutes we have left, that you would say struck you in those moments of receiving hospitality? And while you're thinking that, I'll mention one. You know, for me, I love some of the conversations. The different, you know, the conversations of people I didn't know, and then when you're actually forced to be with them, because they've invited you, and then you say yes, and then you talk, and then I've learned some incredible things. Does anything come to mind of the blessing of receiving hospitality?
Well, I think staying with someone, you do get to know them on a deeper, different level than,
right,
you know, just visiting or even meeting in a restaurant or whatever. They, you know, they've opened up their home to you. It's special.
It is special, and you often form lifelong relationships.
Yes.
So it matters to receive hospitality.
Yes.
Not just go to the hotel, just receive hospitality and see what God does when you receive and are grateful for that gift.